Dave Radio, Fridays at noon on CITR.
Wow, wow, Dave, you're so sway. Oh, Dave, I like your shave.
And we're the Daves. I'm David Bedenick.
I'm Dave Campbell.
I'm Dave Frank.
We're the Daves.
And you're listening to CITR FM 101.9.
CITR Radio.
And these are the days of our lives. It is Friday, the 8th of May, 2020, and this is Dave Radio with Radio Dave on the radio. We're broadcasting live on CITR 101.9 FM and streaming on the World Wide Web at CITR.ca from an undisclosed location somewhere on the unceded territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh people. On the program today, we're going to do a deep dive into the archive and welcome a new release from one of the first bands to appear live on our show. Plus, there's some online theater events to tell you about, and we've actually got some items on the call board. It's the Radio for Shut-Ins version of Vancouver's go-to hour for local independent theater, film, and music, and it starts right now. Don't touch that dial. Okay, I screwed up, or I got screwed over by technology and security measures and stuff like that. What am I talking about? Well, I just got through doing a great interview with Angela Conrad from Dark Glass Theater about their upcoming live stream version of Trespass Unmasked. It's an ongoing storytelling project that you can see on your devices next Friday. Angela told us all about the history of the Trespass Project and how they're making it work during these days of isolation and social distance, and who some of the participants are and how they got involved and how you can get on board and watch it live. And I said thanks and goodbye, and then checked my voice memo recorder on my phone and discovered that voice memo doesn't record phone calls. Learn something new every day. I'm sure I've done it before, but new phones won't let you do it. So I did try to arrange something using Zoom, but I haven't really used Zoom before, and the learning curve was kind of steep for me, and I just ran out of time. So sorry to Angela and Dark Glass Theater and all the great people involved in the project. And it was a great interview, but we're never going to hear it. But at least I can read you the press release. Let me see if I can dig that up here. It's called Trespass Unmasked. It's a live storytelling event in support of artists, and it'll be live streamed next Friday, May 15th at 7:30. In brief, Dark Glass Theater presents Trespass Unmasked, a storytelling event featuring true personal stories of reconciliation, love, betrayal, hope, forgiveness, intended to foster empathy and spark discussion. This is their first ever online event. Trespass itself has an ongoing project that Dark Glass Theater has been doing for about the last 3 years. And they were actually planning on having another one in April, which had to be shelved because of the whole COVID-19 thing. So what they've done is they've gathered together a few storytellers and actors who have been financially affected by COVID-19. And so this is also a way of helping them raise some funds. You can view it by going to darkglasstheater.com and making a donation. And if you make a donation of $20 or more, you'll get a tax receipt. And it doesn't have to be $20. It can be whatever you can afford. And then you'll get a password. And then on next Friday at 7:30, you get to log on and watch these great great actors do some great storytelling. Some of the folks are Shayna Jones, who is a professional storyteller as well as being a great actor. What did we see? We saw her in Ruined, the play that was at the Pacific Theater a couple of years ago about life in Africa during the which civil war was it? There's so many going on. Somali, I think. Anyway, Shayna Jones is a great personality, and she's got some terrific stories to tell. We've also got another couple of friends of the show, Robert Salvador, who you've seen in a lot of stuff, especially at Pacific Theater and at the Arts Club, and he had a recurring role on iZombie on TV as well. And Caitlin Williams, who is she does everything. She's an actor, she's a writer, she's a director, she's a producer. She does all kinds of stuff like that, and she's going to tell us about the first time she worked at a coffee shop. So, as I said, all this is going on next Friday. It's called Trespass Unmasked, and it'll be live streaming Friday at 7:30. And you can go to get more information and make your contribution and get your pass and everything like that by going to darkglasstheater.com. And theater, of course, is spelled with an R-E. Okay, so we've got that done. Let's play some music. Now, one thing I have been able to do is master the technology of getting CITR's playlist onto my laptop so that I can include it in the assembly of the show so we can play some new local music for you. And we're going to start out with some friends. One of our former program managers, Sarah Cordingly, is the drummer alongside Ace Martins on guitar and Bianca Sopel on bass, and they're called Strap.
Around. a seat on the yard, and a shot in the darkness, but only for a while, and never for a song. We're all gonna be a wheel someday, put our heads down and play, and rock and roll. So far gone that it doesn't seem true.
So we also heard Rob Butterfield in there and the Pack AD. There might have been some others too, but honestly, I'm recording these bits first before I actually put the show together, so I might not get everything in the right order, or I might have included a couple of other songs in case I need to fill some time. So if you want to find out exactly who you just heard, just go to the CITR website, citr.ca, and look up the play sheet on the Dave Radio page.
According to the BC Centre for Disease Control, COVID-19 is transmitted through larger liquid droplets, like what's produced when you cough or sneeze, coming in contact with the eyes, nose, and/or throat. COVID-19 is not transmitted through airborne particles, or small particles floating in the air, or through skin contact. To avoid droplet transmission, wear a face mask if sick. Cover your coughs and sneezes in your elbow. Do not shake hands or high-five others. Wash your hands frequently and for 20 seconds. Do not share household items. Flush the toilet with the lid down. Practice general cleaning.
Instagram user number 69, identified. You are about to enter Bite Size. CITR and Discorder are using the Instagram interface to host local solo artists in a concert series on Instagram Live. Local solo artists include DJs, hip-hop artists, and experimental performers like Baby Blue, Devours, Lucid, Future Star, and DJ Paisley Eva. Performances will be streamed every Thursday at 6 p.m. Watch on CITR and Discorder's Instagram at CITR and Discorder. You are now entering Bite Size. Have fun.
At Dunkin' Donuts, each and every
radio show
is brewed fresh and served fresh at the peak of its flavor. If you're a tough customer, only the taste of this
radio show
will do. So go ahead, let Dunkin' Donuts make your
radio experience
exquisite.
Indeed.
Dunkin' Donuts, serving sweet treats from the pop underground. Thursdays, noon to 1. CITR 101.9 FM.
A center for ants? What?
We're a radio station broadcasting from UBC Vancouver.
How can we be expected to teach children to learn how to read if they can't even fit inside the building?
Visit CITR.ca.
Derek, it's just a...
I don't want to hear your excuses! The center has to be at least... 3 times bigger than this.
Now, in November of 2014, when we were still working out of the old studios in the Student Union building, we had a visit from a local band called Pale Red. They were the first full band that we had on the show, and instead of just bringing an acoustic or two to play on, they filled our cramped little control room with their full gear, including amps, speakers, even a minimal drum kit, dampered with a towel, and they played a few songs for us. So now, 5 years later, they've released a new EP called In the Pink, recorded in a proper studio, and we're going to hear from that later. But first, let's return to those thrilling days of yesteryear, to the early days of Pale Red.
And now, warming up in the studio, we have Shindig semifinalists, Pale Red. Hi, gang.
Hello.
So, first of all, tell us who you are. Names?
Miles and Portia and Charlotte.
Okay.
I'm Charlotte.
No, nobody on the radio could see who you were pointing to.
Oh,
so,
okay.
Miles, say hi.
Hi.
And Portia?
Hello.
And Charlotte?
Hello.
There we go. All right. So, how long have you guys been a band?
Since January this band, but we've played together since we were like 15.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
We used to do the folk rock thing, and now we do this weird thing.
All right. Well, why don't we hear what that weird thing is?
Cool.
All
right.
Sounds good.
Mm-hmm.
the string dangling, and the rock candy, and the rock candy. I am the meter and the water, water boiling over. I am the string dangling, and the rock candy, and the rock candy. I am the meter and the water, water.
That's it?
That's all you get.
I realize as you're playing that I made a big mistake. I had to, you know, kind of create a recording studio out of our DJ booth here, and I used the wrong mic. If I took the mic that you're singing into from the other mic stand, then I would have two available to me instead of just one. But, you know, that's fine.
This is even a nicer setup than we have when we record our own music, so.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I want to talk about that, because, like, you do have stuff out on Bandcamp, right? Mm-hmm. But you recorded it on your phone.
Yeah. That's all we have.
Yeah. But I love that.
It's not even a good phone.
We didn't even, like, try hard to find the best spot in the room. We were just like, that should be good.
Yeah.
We literally just, like, we just tried it out.
And there it is. And now it's out there. Yeah. You know?
Well, that's the beauty of being able to publish just by putting it on the internet rather than having to, like, pay to press something and then try to sell it at shows. Like,
so immediate.
You just, like, post it online, put the link on your Facebook, and your mom will do the rest.
So are you guys from Vancouver?
Not originally, no.
Where are you from?
We're from Gabriel Island.
Oh, okay. All three of you. So you grew up together?
I grew up in Vancouver. I moved to Gabriola when I was 15 and met a whole bunch of weird people there.
And then she brought us back to the big
There's weird people on Gabriola?
Exclusively, almost.
Wow.
It's like the island of misfit toys. Yeah.
So how was your Shindig experience?
That was
amazing.
Great.
Yeah.
So fun. That was like one of the first shows where we didn't recognize most of the people in the audience, but people.
That's cool, isn't it?
Yeah. It was a pleasure to play for a group of new people.
It really was the first one that we felt like we're really breaking into the scene.
Yeah.
We're getting into the community and meeting bands that we like.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's great.
Have you got anything else coming up?
No. We're playing the next Shindig in January.
Yeah.
And I was hustling to find a gig to promote.
The only one we could find.
He won't let us on the radio unless we have something to promote. We have to get something out.
Yeah, we were going to do a show last night, and then we did Radio Hell instead.
Yeah, you guys were here last night.
Yeah.
And I didn't even know about it till this morning, so I didn't even hear it. So if I ask any questions you've already answered, please forgive us.
Oh, no worries. We're happy to reiterate.
I'm sure we have new listeners today anyway, so it's not long. So let's hear another one. What have you got?
All right.
First of all, what was the name of the one before?
That's called
I Am the Meter.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a weird little one that's been floating around for a few years, and we finally figured out a way to do it that we like.
So. Great. Yeah, it's nice.
Wow, did you write it when you were like 16 or something?
Yeah, that's an old one.
It's catchy.
It's good, eh?
Yeah. So what's next?
The next one is called Cloud Song. And I might move this mic a little bit.
Yeah, go ahead.
Make this song features.
Do what makes you comfortable. You're listening to Pale Red on Dave Radio on CITR. Pale Red on Dave Radio on CITR. Now, you guys are on Bandcamp. Mm-hmm. And do you have any other kind of web presence, Facebook page?
We're having a lot of fun with Twitter lately.
Oh, yeah.
The Tumblr page is kind of the one that unites all of them together.
Yeah.
Just Pale Red Tumblr.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Cool. All right. Well, thanks so much for being here.
Yeah, thanks for having
us. And onward and upward, you guys are back at Shindig in January for the semis. Mm-hmm. And, of course, Shindig happens every Tuesday night at the Hindenburg in Gastown. And while I'm talking about it, congratulations to Malk for winning last week, and next week's bands are Spring Breaks, Skim Milk, and Two Doges, and a couple of Bods. And I'm gonna play some tunes from them later on. So I think we got time for one more.
Okay, cool.
Great.
Yeah.
So thanks again for coming in.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us. What do you want to do, Boy Kings or Kappa?
Mm. Let's do Kappa.
Kappa.
This one's about a Japanese mythological river creature.
So that was fun. We're all so much younger then. So as I mentioned, Pale Red has a new EP out on Bandcamp. It's called In the Pink, and we're going to play a track or two from that now.
Thank you.
And it's time for the Dave Radio Call Board, featuring auditions and calls for crews, musicians, and other contributors for productions around Metro Vancouver. It's our belief that auditions announced here should be open to artists of all cultural, sexual, gender, ability, and other identities. In fact, we encourage everyone to read for everything. So honoring their commitment to bring theater to the community, United Players is about to launch Weekly Pick. It's a weekly post of actors performing a poem or monologue, either a personal favorite or a request from the audience. So they are looking for performers, non-union performers, who can do material out of copyright. So it's not paying a dime for this. A good source of public domain material is a website called Project Gutenberg that you can find at gutenberg.org. Now, if you're interested in volunteering for this project and you want to video yourself at home, you can contact Joan, and her email address is jbryans, B-R-Y-A-N-S, as j.bryans at telus.net. Or you can go to the United Players website, unitedplayers.com, or you can find out more information on Twitter or Facebook. All that stuff is up and running. And if you have a favorite poem or a piece, monologue, or something that you would like to see one of the actors perform, you can make a suggestion also by going to unitedplayers.com. And Delta Youth Theatre is doing their auditions. They're accepting video audition submissions for their 2020-2021 season. Productions are, they're doing two shows. One is Matilda in December and Moana next spring. So you can read and complete the steps online to submit your audition material at deltayouththeatre.com and look for the Auditions 2021 tab. And submission deadline for all this is the 1st of June. So get on it. So that's our show. Thanks for spending the lunch hour with us. Remember, if you want to keep in the know about theater happenings and not happenings in these crazy times, you can check out Theater Wire and Colin Thomas's Fresh Sheet, both sources of good up-to-date information on all the things going on in theater. And if you missed any or all of today's show or want to relive glorious moments from the past, you can check out our podcast archive at citr.ca, and you can find us at player.fm. And remember to subscribe and leave a comment on Apple Podcasts. So stick around, because Audrey is up next with Too Dreamy, followed by Bethy Crespin at 2 o'clock, and our very own star on the BC Entertainment Walk of Fame, Nardwar the Human Serviette, will be here at 3:30. Dave Radio will return next week at the same time. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye. We'll be right back.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Gee, your station has a lot of problems.
Tell me about it. Just look at our morning guy.
Hello, this is Mole Man in the Morning. Good Mole Man to you. Today, part four of our series of the agonizing pain in which I live every day.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, not the home of Mole Man in the Morning.
All it takes a couple days to escape and go back to the country. The LA heat, it hurts my feet.
Yeah.